Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Aladdin. I can show you the podcast? Hop on a carpet and fly to another Arabian night as we follow the exciting life of that street rat named Aladdin. He's one jump ahead of the bread line. He's got a one and only friend named Abu, but soon he's going to meet the genie, and he ain't never had a friend like him, and I ain't never heard a song like our theme song. Hey everybody, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, it's still the year of positivity. 2018. Cranking out those positive vibes.
Love it.
Okay. I like the support.
I upvote that.
Oh, guys, we've been doing a month-long celebration of Disney musicals, and this week is no different. We're talking about Aladdin, a.k.a. The Middle East Isn't Scary Yet, the musical. I said that weird, but you know what I mean. Thanks at @yikes_podcast for that alternate title on the Twitter. Yikes podcast. Yikes.
That's what I said.
But no, thank you. I guess, I don't know, go check out Yikes. Why not? If you're looking for a podcast to listen to, why not somebody that provides us with brilliant alternate titles for Aladdin?
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely got a great brain on them, so.
Great brain on them.
Yeah.
It's a good compliment.
Say.
Yeah. Hey, I like your brain.
Yeah. We should say that to each other more often.
Your positivity.
That's what I'm saying. 2K18.
The year of brain compliments.
I also like that. I'm willing to
I'm going
to
type that out. We could use that next week. The year.
Okay.
I'm never going to remember that.
C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T-S.
Was that a cheer you knew in high school?
No, we did not cheer about compliments. It just was telling you the spelling.
Thank you. So, Aladdin. We got this young riffraff.
Street rat.
Yeah, definitely a street rat.
I don't buy that.
You don't buy that he's a street rat?
They'd look closer.
Okay.
Would they see a poor boy?
No, sorry.
I think that says it all.
Yeah, so we're done.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, guys, and,
what about the ladies?
You always say guys.
Did you learn nothing from last week's podcast?
Did you?
Yeah, Mulan, boys are dumb.
That's not... your positivity, okay?
So Aladdin.
Why don't we switch it up?
Okay.
Why don't you tell us what had happened?
Oh, I can't do that. That's you do such a great job with the plot summaries of things.
Why don't you do it in the accent of the guy who is selling stuff?
Robin Williams doing the little street merchant.
Yeah, which maybe that's racist. I don't know. I feel like
it's...
in today's world.
Yeah, I don't know if it actually is racist, but I think people would complain about it being racist nowadays. I feel like you still need to start it. At least give me an intro.
In that accent?
No, and just in your normal.
Oh. What happened was we had this guy. His name is Aladdin.
Oh, boy.
He's just like a little beggar on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He's always running from, you know, the cops, if you will.
I will.
Thank you. And so then one day... he meets this girl and she's a princess, but he doesn't know.
No.
And then, but then he finds out.
Yeah.
And, over to you.
Oh, so then he gets captured.
Captured?
By the,
wait, is this like ghetto versus northerner?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You do that accent. This is my plot summary accent.
Okay, good.
Okay, so then he gets captured. He gets taken to the Sultan, mm-hmm. or what have you. He gets thrown in the jail. Mm-hmm. This old crazy man who is actually Jafar in disguise.
Ooh.
He says, hey buddy, let me take you down to the Cave of Wonders. I need this lamp. So the lamp's got a genie inside it. Now the genie can grant wishes for sure.
Oh, show.
Your turn.
So then Aladdin says, I wish that like I look like a prince and stuff. And so then he goes marching through the town and he goes to the place of royalty. And so then he says, knock, knock. And then Jasmine said, ew, I don't want you. Bye.
I think that's a good place to stop. Okay. I don't want to ruin the ending yet.
Well, we will.
Yeah, but no, that's a good place to stop. You know, the basically Aladdin finds a genie and he tries to use the genie's powers to get the princess to fall in love with him.
But they also become friends.
Yeah, BFF. Wait, the genie and Aladdin? Or
yeah.
Aladdin and Jasmine?
Well.
Can we call her Jazz?
Sure. I'll call her Min.
This movie, did you watch it a lot growing up? Because I feel like it was one of the ones I watched the most.
Yeah, this was my brother's favorite. So, and you know, I looked up to my brother, and so...
He was taller than you?
Well, yeah, he was taller than me. But then, you know, we'd sit and we'd watch it together and have some laughs and some giggles, and, you know, it was great.
That's sibling bonding time, which is very hard to say. I had to take my time.
That's okay. Wait.
Sibling bonding time.
Did you watch this with your brothers?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember them being there, but I'm sure they were there while I was watching it. But I know this is one of the ones I saw in theaters. This was probably the first Disney movie I ever saw, like in theaters.
Wow.
Yeah, 1992.
Yeah, that's the year I was born, so yeah, I did not see it in theaters.
I was 6 years old, and I don't remember much about it other than the color blue.
There's a lot of blue.
There was a lot of blue. Also, I think my uncle really enjoyed it. He played it a lot. Like, he got a tape of it, and we would listen to the tape in the car. And my uncle, who, by the way, he's been on this podcast. If you want to hear who I'm talking about, you can go listen to the Phantom of the Opera episode. Same guy. He loves music.
Hasn't changed?
He hasn't changed. I think he actually, I don't know. Did they sing A Whole New World at his wedding?
Who's they?
Just the crowd. The preacher said, and now the time when we all stand and sing A Whole New World.
He said, and now the time.
And now the time.
And he said, passed out marriage. Like a little booklet.
Mm-hmm. It was like a hymnal, but it was just the Aladdin. Just one Aladdin song. Yeah, but I feel like I listened to the soundtrack a lot, especially with him for some reason. Like, we played a lot in the car, and I was okay with that. It's got some good songs in it.
I agree, but not a lot of songs.
No, but more than Mulan had.
More than Mulan by, what, one?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a few reprises, if you want to count those, which I kind of
did. I didn't count them for Mulan, though.
But does Mulan really have reprises?
I thought it had at least one.
It has surprises, but reprises?
Ooh, it does have a couple surprises. Yikes. Yikes podcast.
Yikes _ podcast.
Can we say that instead of yikes?
Yeah, from now on, instead of yikes, we'll just yikes _ podcast. All right, well, let's talk about the music. Let's get into it. Get into the nitty gritty of the music. You're looking at me like...
I'm just really not sure if I can come up with any nitty gritty details about this music, but I'm ready to try.
Did you say bready?
I did.
Are you hungry?
Yeah. No, I just ate some delicious crockpot chicken.
No bread.
No bread. I'm on a no bread thing.
Really?
Yeah. Sucks.
I like bread.
Well, can we not talk about it, please?
Okay. So we've got some great songs in this musical. Another one that we have written by Alan Menken, along with some lyrics from Tim Rice, I believe.
Who dat?
Who's Tim Rice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Tim Rice, he did the lyrics for another great musical, Lion King, which we are doing next week.
Ah, Sequenza.
What?
Babarichi Baba.
No, okay, maybe he didn't. I don't know if he wrote those
Love
words.
Love those lyrics. Cuts me deep.
So he also wrote the lyrics for Jesus Christ Superstar. I believe also
that's different.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He was kind of like a writing partner with Andrew Lloyd Webber for a little while, and then he did some Disney movies. I think he also worked with Elton John for a little bit. Anyways, so they cranked out some great ones for this musical. Do you have a favorite song from Aladdin, Elise?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Never asked it before on this podcast. So how come we've never asked favorite song before?
I don't know. Maybe because we're stupid?
We don't do good.
Okay. Good way to prove it. My favorite song is Friend Like Me.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you friend, never had a friend, never had a friend.
I mean, it's fun. It's got a lot of different characters, which we talked about last week, that I really like.
You like, yeah, what'd you say?
The different character voices.
Last week, though, you said, what'd you say? Characters?
I probably did. And I mean, it's just like Robin Williams doing his thing.
Yeah.
And it's so perfect.
I agree. My favorite song is also Friend Like Me. I think, like I said, I saw this in theaters when I was six. That scene to me, I feel like I had never seen something quite like that.
Right?
It's just very over the top. It's kind of overwhelming, just a lot of eye candy, you know? Mm-hmm. It happens all very quickly. By the time you understand what's going on, like, so there's like a poof of smoke and like a hand is all of a sudden a woman. And then there's like an applause sign. And then there's like people rolling dice or, you know, like there's so many different things going on. There's like 17 genies all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And then like one of them is Jack Nicholson for some reason or, you know.
Oh, is that during that scene?
I don't think it's during the song, but like.
It's excellent though.
It's crazy. It's schizophrenic in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And it really is Robin Williams just rolled up into a song.
We pride ourselves on service.
There you go.
I just love the different voices. Like, they're so good.
Yeah, apparently, like, they had to convince Robin Williams to do this movie because he had just done, he was like the bat in Fern Gully or something like that. Which, Fern Gully, that's a weird movie. They were like, yeah, we want you to do a Disney movie. And I guess they took his stand-up comedy routine and animated it. And then they were like, watch this. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Like, for sure. Because it just works so well with all the different characters. They can just poof of smoke and all of a sudden you're Robert De Niro, you know?
Yeah, totally.
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 And it's just a good song. Like,
it is.
Catchy.
It's so upbeat and fun. You just want to dance.
I just want to go, wah, 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 wah.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. I think I had a little genie when I was a kid, like a little toy genie. And it was like a head that you could like pop his head off and then flip it upside down and then it would be a different head. And then it might have been front and back too. So like it just had like all these different heads you can like rotate. So the genie was like always changing his expression. Why did I say that? Like it was like a like a cool like
you said
car.
It like a skater boy.
I said it like a host of that show American Pickers.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. He's the genie man. He was always changing his expression.
Yeah, like you're trying to say something really smart.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing on American Pickers. They find garbage, basically, antiques, and they have to make it sound exciting. Mm. I saw that toy bicycle I had when I was three, and I was like, gotta have it.
Also, I feel like every episode you have some sort of stuffed animal object from that movie.
Well, yeah. When I was a kid, I loved Disney stuff.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So no, I had a Sebastian. I didn't have anything for Mulan. Well, I might have had some like.
I thought you said
plates.
You had a Mushu or something.
No, I never had a Mushu. Oh. Had a Mushu pork. We talked
about
that.
That's what it was.
Yeah. No, yeah, I had a genie. I don't know if when we get to Lion King, you know what? I'll ask around. I'm sure I had some Lion King stuff lying around.
Ooh, good.
Well, that was the thing when I was a kid. Was like, I loved. I felt like stuffed animals. I didn't collect them like in a weird way. It was just like, that was a like, hey, look, this is my favorite character. I need people to know this. You know,
you don't have to defend yourself. It's not weird.
But no, what I'm saying is like when my
I'm
friends,
not like a weirdo,
when
but
my friends came over, I needed them to know what I was into. I guess I still kind of do that today with like,
yeah, you totally
like
do.
My mug collection. It's like, oh, you obviously like Harry Potter.
Yeah. I mean, just look at all your knickknacks.
Patty Whack.
Give a dog a bone.
Okay. Well, speaking of that awful song, let's talk about least favorite song from Aladdin. What's your least favorite song?
I hadn't prepared a least favorite song. I didn't think you'd ask that.
Did anybody ever call you Al growing up?
Not growing up, but once I got like older, it became a joke.
Okay. Because I just, the genie calls Aladdin Al several times. And I was just like,
or
I wonder.
Lottie.
Or how about Din?
I don't like that question for this movie, but really just because it's overplayed and I'm just like done with it at this point, I'd have to say A Whole New World.
A Whole New World.
Take it away.
No. Oh, done.
Din.
Yeah, A Whole New World, I thought that might be my least favorite as well, mm-hmm. but I don't think it is. That was the one that was nominated for like best song. Actually, yeah. I think there were a few. I think Prince Ali was, or maybe Friend Like Me was also nominated. But I think A Whole New World won. It's a very sweet song. I like this song.
It is.
But yeah, it is kind of, it's a bit cheesy, maybe a little bit.
I mean, I don't think it was cheesy, but then I think it just got really overplayed and it just kind of became like, yeah. We all know that song.
Yeah. Different song.
Yikes. _ podcast.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't realize they were going to all these different famous places too, which was weird. Like when they're on the carpet, they're like flying past like the pyramids.
Oh,
and mm-hmm. they're in the city of Agrabah, which is not real. It's mm-hmm. a made up place. That's what not real means, right?
They went Jafar away.
So, but like then they end up like sitting on like a, they're like some Asian temple that looks like it's from Mulan.
I mean, it's a whole new world. You know, it's not just a whole new Agrabah.
But it's not a whole new world. He's showing
with new horizons to pursue.
I guess it's new to her. Maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah, because she's been stuck in, well, they both have been, say it together, trapped. Am I supposed to say it at the same time?
I had no idea what you were about to say.
Remember when they both say it at the same time?
Oh, yeah,
they're, like, talking about themselves instead of talking to each other, and then they're like, sometimes I just feel so trapped. So they're both trapped in their own worlds, but then together, they see a whole new world.
Did you ever see that SNL bit where they're like... I think it's like somebody gets hit in the face with a bird or something.
That does not sound... Wait. It does sound familiar.
Okay, so A Whole New World. You hate it. Got it.
Nope. Didn't say that. Because that's a karaoke hit that happened for many years.
Oh, for sure.
For me. But I just think if I had to kick one out, it would be that one. Just kind of like...
You know what? Mm-hmm. We keep saying like... You're like, I don't really want to pick one that's least favorite. And it's hard with these Disney musicals because there's not many songs.
Yeah, especially when I'm done and you say, so you hate it. Got it.
Just trying to make you feel bad. Well, my least favorite song, I kind of cheated because of that reason where it's hard to pick like one. So we were talking earlier about how like do the reprises count?
No, come on.
So
you can't pick a reprise.
I'm picking a reprise as my least favorite song. Please let me do this.
Well, what is it?
It's the Prince Ali reprise that Jafar sings when he's like,
oh, come on.
He's like singing about Prince Ali and I don't even remember the lyrics, but
he says like, this is him. He is Aladdin.
Oh, wow. Very specific. That's probably the right lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I knew, but couldn't conjure it up.
I like that they used the song Prince Ali in like a weird, evil kind of way. Because mm-hmm. it's such a joyous song, the original version of it, when he's walking through the streets and everything. So mm-hmm. I like that they bring it back, but I just feel like it, like, I mean, it's not a whole song, so maybe I am cheating, but it's just... I don't know. The one jump ahead of the whatever reprise. You know that reprise where he sings like the... He's kind of
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like that too. I think that's a great use of a reprise. Where this one I was like... With Prince Ali reprise, I was like, well, okay. Well, I mean, Jafar singing is just weird, right?
I mean... You know? It's like really good reveal.
I guess it's effective. I just...
It is.
It's over so quickly that I feel like I can be like, least favorite, could just stamp it as least favorite, and then that allows me to like all the other songs. cheating.
That's fine. I just, like, next time let me know that cheating is acceptable before I, you know, pick.
Okay. Next time. Think of that when we do Lion King.
Sorry, I'll save it for the next
episode. Well, since we're talking about Prince Ali, do you want to talk about that song? How do you feel about the Prince Ali song? Oh.
Well, what I noticed about Friend Like Me and Prince Ali, they use a bunch of huge words. Yeah, it was fun. They use a bunch of huge words, and some of them, to this day, I still don't understand.
Give me an example. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, Golden Monkeys? He's got the monkeys. He's got the monkeys.
Are you saying I don't know what monkeys are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, contrary to popular belief, I do know what monkeys are.
He's got the monkeys. He's got the monkeys. I feel like I died laughing at that part every time it happened.
About the monkeys?
Yeah.
So we've got, is this even real? Genuflect? We've got Coterie?
What are you talking about?
I'm reading words from this song. Well, at the time, I didn't know what hordes were. I didn't know what menagerie was. It's just got a bunch of interesting words. So as a child, I feel like I just made up my own words. Oh, what is this?
Phantasmagorical?
I don't know what that is. Fakers?
40 fakers?
Yeah, like, what the heck is that?
I guess I don't know the lyrics as well as I thought I did.
It's got a bunch of crazy lyrics, which I think is why I never could be like a, you know, I couldn't like sing all the way to it. I had to just kind
of this was definitely one of the
this break was, it down
remix. This was definitely one of the songs that I listened to and I just made noises, but I wasn't actually singing lyrics.
Like, it's so, you get so pumped, but, like, you can't actually join in.
Yeah, I'd be like, he has 75 camels. Prince Ali. Like, I had no idea. Also, rewatching it with Robin Williams, like, he's playing all these different characters, like, going through the crowd, which is so funny. And then he's, like,
so good.
He's also, like, pretending it's, like the Macy's Thanksgiving
parade. Yeah.
I never got that as a kid, and it's just so funny.
Just love all those feathers.
Yeah.
It's so good. That's what I mean. I mean, character after character, like, I don't even care what we're talking about, what we're doing. Just give me Robin Williams characters.
Doesn't he play, like, a little kid in that, too, in that scene? Or, like, a goat? I don't know. He's so many different things.
I think he's both, but I don't know if it's both are in the same scene. But he's trying to, like, get in with all the different groups to get everybody hyped. Like, what a great wingman.
Right? That's the thing about the genie that people don't ever talk about. Like, he'll grant your wish, but he goes over and above. You know?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, really?
I'm thinking, gosh.
All he was required to do is grant wishes. Like, he didn't have to, like, do all that, right?
Yeah. He was like...
He just chose to.
He was, like, best friends with Aladdin as soon as he came out of the lamp. That's what that whole first song is about. He's like, you've never had a friend like me. Like, he never thought, like, I'm your slave. He's like, I'm your buddy.
Wow. I hadn't thought of it that way.
It's so heartwarming. Like, there's something about Aladdin, I guess.
I don't even know, because wasn't that before he tricked him into getting him out of the cave?
Yeah.
So he just gave him this whole spiel about how he's like his best friend, and Aladdin's like, gotcha.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that.
And then he still goes above and beyond. I mean, wow. You've just seriously never had a friend like him.
So true.
I'm going to cry.
Are you really?
No.
Can you?
Can I?
Yeah.
How's that good podcast?
I guess that's not good podcast material.
I really
material.
Was going to try, but you wouldn't.
I would just, you could not cry and I'll just be like, guys, she's crying.
Yeah, just do
it's
that.
It's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
My wish came true.
I am crying now. Tears.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
I want to play a game. Do you want to play a game? I think I've done that joke before on the podcast.
I don't think he talks like that.
I know. I tried to go lower and like deeper and gravelier, and like nothing happened. So I just sound like a moron.
Oh, I thought it, I mean, it sounded scary. Just I don't think it sounded like Jigsaw.
It didn't sound horror movie scary. It just sounded like James is messed up right now.
It sounded like Bobby Newport.
Bobby Newport. Yeah, I know that name. How do I know that name? Parks and Rec?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen where they're all sitting around saying Bobby Newport?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bobby Newport. Yeah, when they're doing the negative
That's what your
campaign.
Voice sounded like just then.
Bobby Newport has never had a real job in his entire life.
Okay.
Aladdin Let's get back on has track. Never had a real family in his entire life.
Aw, that's really sad.
Prince Ali is not a real prince.
Got it.
Vote for Leslie Knope.
Okay. Are you ready to play a game?
Yes.
Okay, play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Are you ready to play this game that we're playing?
Well, what game are we playing? I don't even know. I don't think we announced it. We just said play that theme song, but I don't even know what game we're playing.
This is called What Song Is That From?
Ooh.
Play that theme song.
Oh, again, let's do it again.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Welcome
now
back.
Here's the remix. Play that remix. Oh, doing it live. Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, so now I'm thinking that you might be really good at this because you say how many times you've listened to the soundtrack.
I know. That's why you were like, did I suggest we should play this?
You did.
Yeah. Because I was like, hey, you know what? I've done so terrible in the last few episodes. I want to get some right.
Trying to redeem yourself.
I am. I'm going all in with Aladdin.
So ooh.
I kind of did a cool thing there.
Well, you ruined it. Okay. So here we go. Also, just a warning. I tried to make these very difficult, and so most of them are very short, because truly, you just could give it away. So I don't want to.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome. Okay. So number one, a fool off his guard.
Okay. See, I just talked about how I wanted to go all in on Aladdin because I thought I might do okay.
Mm-hmm.
A fool off his guard.
But you only have like 6 songs to choose from.
No, but like a fool off his guard?
A fool off his guard.
See, and we just talked about how there's so many lyrics in a lot of these songs. And they go by fast.
They do.
Like even One Jump Ahead of the whatever, that song. I don't know the words to that song. I go, one jump, da 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 da, one jump, da 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 da.
I thought I was the only one.
Take a stroll around the block. I'm just going to have to guess.
Take your best guess.
I don't think it's A Whole New World, and I don't think it's Prince Ali or Friend Like Me. It's got to be one of the first two, Arabian Nights or One Jump Ahead. Fool off his... You know what? I think it might be the first one. I think it might be Arabian Nights. That sounds familiar. I feel like it fits into that song.
Final answer?
Yeah, Arabian Nights. Final answer.
Arabian Nights.
Does that mean yes?
Like Arabian Days.
Did you hear me whittle that down? I mean, that was pro, right?
Yeah.
43 episodes.
You were whittling.
I know how
to do it. I don't know why you're doing that while we're trying to podcast.
Sorry.
Anyways, great job.
Okay.
You really did it.
I really did.
You got it.
You got it, dude.
You got it, dude. Actually, that's appropriate because Aladdin is voiced by the guy who plays DJ's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, what is it?
I don't remember.
Anyways, that guy.
But yeah, from Full House, yeah.
Great reference.
You're welcome. He came on the show dressed up like Aladdin one time. Everybody was oh, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that moment in history.
Herstory.
Oh. Wow, that was an obscure joke that we both made. Okay.
Well, I learned a lot from Mulan.
You sure did. I'm glad it's improving your life. Are you ready for number two?
Yes. If you mean the question, yes.
That's not what I mean.
Both answers are still yes.
Both. Okay. Number two. I can take a hint. Gotta face the facts.
Oh, boy.
I try to make it harder by reading it weird.
I know. I can take a hint. Gotta face the facts. I you know what? I think that's one jump ahead. It sounds like that. Like, I don't know exactly how that would go, but, like, I feel like I know the rhythm of that song, and he could be like, I can take a hit, gotta face facts, na-na-na-na-na-na. You know, maybe I'm just making that up.
Okay, do you want to make that your final answer?
Uh-huh, yeah, I do.
One jump ahead of the
yes.
Yeah, you got it right. Good job.
Sweet. Oh, see, I didn't even know that. I just thought of the meter.
I hardly know her. Well, I guess that would be helpful then to meet her. Okay, are you ready for number three?
I'm ready, dude. I'm knocking this out of the Agrabah. Just like all the jokes I'm making.
Really? Out of the park. Okay, now I just feel like you're just going to get all these. So two out of two, going on third one. A brass band and more.
Hmm. I mean, that sounds like something from Prince Ali, for sure. But also, it could be in Friend Like Me. Let me kind of go through my brain.
Yeah, I mean, your process is working, so.
Go into my mind palace.
Mind palace.
Yeah.
Also a great reference.
What, say the lyric one more time. A brass band and
a
more.
A brass band and more.
Yeah, that's got to be Prince Ali. I'm going to go with Prince Ali.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Prince Ali, Shadizhi, Aliababa.
James is great answering
princess is
questions.
Sight. Lovely to see.
He faced a galloping horse.
Oh, 1,000 bad guys with swords. That's the kid part.
Oh, yeah. Because he says swords. Yeah, he says it like Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, he does.
Also Alan Menken.
Oh. Menken, I hardly know him. Didn't I already make that joke?
I don't think so. But
that's not even good.
No, you probably thought it and then decided not to use it. And then this time, you know, you slipped up, you messed up, and you actually used the joke.
Hey, you know what? I've been so nice to you this whole time. So you got 3 out of 3. Are you ready for number 4?
I can't not be.
Okay. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare close your eyes. A whole new world.
Man, I cannot stump you.
Nope. No,
and these, I really tried to make these difficult, and...
I mean, you know, to be fair, they have been pretty difficult. I've been guessing, but using some context clues, but with a whole new world, you know, I think I know that song pretty well. I could sing that verbatim.
Yeah, I just thought if I shortened it enough, you might confuse you.
You know what? Don't you dare. Close your
eyes. Close my eyes. All right, last one. You got this in the bag. I really want to know.
Wait, is that the lyric? I really want to know?
That is the lyric.
I mean, Friend Like Me, right? That's the only other song.
It's the only other song.
I really want to know.
You crushed it.
But I can't place it. Can you, how does the rest of it go? Do you know?
It goes like this. I really want to know. Can you show me?
Nope. Your friend go abracadabra, let her rip, and then make the sucker disappear.
Oh, it's like this. He says, so what you wish, I really want to know.
Oh, yeah.
You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. All you got to do is rub like so. Oh, Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three. I'm on the job,
you big
nabob.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
That's great.
Yeah, my brother's name is Nathan, and my grandpa called him Nabob. So, like, when we saw that, it was like, he said Nabob in the movie.
So your brothers were there. We've solved that mystery.
Well, at least one of them was. Daniel wasn't born yet. Or maybe he was, like, 2 months.
How old is he right now?
He was born in 1992.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said 2 months. I just, when I said... Two, I meant 2 months, but months didn't come out until 5 seconds later.
Hey, you know what? You got it out, though. That's what's important.
That's true.
So, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, what's my reward? My eternal reward.
Ooh, Bobby Newport.
I was doing
that's
Jafar.
That's what it sounded like. Oh, no, I know. It just sounded like Bobby Newport again. Your reward is...
3 wishes?
Yep. You know what? You get 3 wishes.
Okay.
One of them is going to be granted by me, and then the other two are going to be granted by our listeners.
Oh, boy.
So choose carefully.
Okay, well, I don't know what I want from you, but from our listeners, I want ratings and reviews. That's what I want.
Hey, that's two wishes.
I know. Guys, get out there and rate and review us.
You need to review us. But you need to review us positively because it's the year of positivity.
Exactly.
And I think we're encouraging you to be positive, and that's something that you can use for the rest of your life.
So what you're saying is this isn't just a musical podcast. It's an encouragement.
Oh, it's so many things.
I don't know about that.
It's
I mean, it might be a few things. It's not so many
things. It's a cry.
True.
It's a monkey.
Yeah, I thought you didn't know what monkeys were.
Yes, I know what monkeys are. Thank you very much. Rude. But anyways, back to positivity.
Oh.
You really did a great job, and I'm never playing this game again because you won.
No, we gotta play it again.
Well, just saying. I might need to recover from this massive win.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll give you time to heal. Oh, I read this today, and I was like, I don't know if this is true, but it needs to be brought up because I want to know if you noticed this as well. But apparently, every time Aladdin tells a lie, the little purple feather on the top of his hat flops down in front of his face.
Mm. I also read that, and no, I never noticed it.
I mean, I noticed it once, but I didn't realize it was because he was lying.
Mm.
But that's the only time I noticed it. I didn't notice it any other time. So I don't know if that's accurate, but it's very interesting.
I just kind of always looked at it as like his facade is deconstructing.
Oh, that's what you always looked at it as?
I mean, really, like the last couple of times I had watched it, because he's so prim and proper and ready to go.
Uh-huh. And then the feather flops in his face and you leaned back in your chair and went, oh, must be his facade deconstructing.
I mean, really? I mean, not in those words, but yes, that's essentially what I had in my brain compliments. You're supposed to be complimenting
sorry,
brain
compliments. The year of brain compliments.
Come on, you're failing already.
Yeah, can we talk about how Jafar says Prince Abubu and it's funny every time?
It is funny.
And even in the serious parts, they like zoom in on his face. And it's like so serious. And everything's getting dark. And he's like, something has to be done about Prince Abubu. And I'm like, okay, well, they're really going all in on the Abubu joke.
I mean, it's a solid joke.
It really is.
But I feel like I just kind of take it as
his facade deconstructing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Check this out. I saw that the, speaking of Jafar, the guy that voiced Jafar in the movie, Jonathan Freeman, actually ended up playing Jafar on Broadway.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy interesting?
Good for him.
Right? He was just born to be Jafar.
Well, when you put it that way, it's kind of sad, but...
I don't know.
Would you want to be known for being a villain?
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, as long as people knew, like, separate the actor from the acting.
What if they don't?
Yeah.
I know, it's a good point.
Oh, but I do want to say other people, I saw some other people that were, like, going to be Jafar, like, in consideration for Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear some of these names? Because
now, sorry, are we referring to like the live action thing that's about to happen?
No, this is Jafar like...
Oh, like just for the voicing.
Yeah, so like before Jonathan Freeman voiced Jafar in the original, there were some other people in talks.
Okay, gotcha.
So we had people like Patrick Stewart, which I found interesting.
Who is that?
Oh boy.
The name sounds very familiar.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Enterprise, Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Okay.
Which I could see that. Kelsey Grammer from Frasier.
Hardly know her.
He was also in talks. Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd, also known as Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, but I don't really see that one. Like, Christopher Lloyd's voice to me doesn't sound like it could be a Jafar.
I mean, I just think what we have is so great.
But listen to this.
Oh.
Because I know what you're about to say. Like, can we ever replace the Jafar we have? But.
Right. Especially since he was on Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway. But Tim Curry was also in talks to be Jafar. And Tim Curry, to me, that would have been a good Jafar.
I feel like he really encapsulates Jafar.
He really does.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. I would settle for that. That's fine.
I wish, like, I know Tim Curry is not really in, like, the greatest health right now, but I wish he was, because I would love to see him in the new remake.
Yeah. That would now, be cool. What do you know about the remake? Do you know anything?
No, I know nothing.
I think I just know that they're trying to get people of the correct nationality.
Yeah, which I understand, but, like, also when they do that, I mean, maybe this is just naive of me. I don't want to step on any toes, but also I just want to say, like, it's acting, and the whole point of acting is pretending to be someone you're not.
Right, yeah.
So, like, I know it's a controversial thing, and, like, if somebody is of that nationality, it makes sense, like, to hire them instead of, like, somebody just bringing the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, but also I don't quite understand the outrage, but maybe I'm just uninformed.
Well, in a live action, though, it would be nice for them to look the part.
Well, I have some other people that were up for the roles. Are you interested?
Who are we talking about?
Iago and Genie.
I think I read about that, actually.
Ooh.
So tell me anyways.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw that Iago, it was played by Gilbert Gottfried.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yes, very funny. But it was also, they were thinking about Danny DeVito or Joe Pesci.
Yes, I would have loved Danny DeVito doing that voice.
And I would have loved Joe Pesci, too. I mean, I think Joe Pesci might not have been as comedic, because even in the Home Alone movies, he's more of like a straight man.
And not gay.
Well, that's not what I mean. I mean, I could see him being like an annoyed little parrot, but I don't know. It might be too real sounding and not as comedic. But,
yeah.
But Danny DeVito, I could see that.
Totally. But I think I still would prefer the old Gilbert.
The old Gilbert.
He just does such a good job.
He really does. I've always.
That voice, you know, is so recognizable.
Right? He has his own podcast. And
oh, no.
I've listened to it, and it's actually pretty entertaining. They get some really famous people on there.
How long do they talk? Because I don't know if I could.
Well, he's got some co-hosts, too, so it's not just him just, like, droning on forever like it is with us. But
squawking, if you will.
I will.
Thanks.
I thought it was so funny when they would shove crackers into his mouth, too, and he was just not having it.
I did feel kind of bad for him in those moments.
Not me.
Oh.
He's the evil parrot.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about if you had to pretend like you were just, like, you didn't have a human conscious system thing.
Huh?
I mean, like,
you're talking about, like, if my facade was deconstructed?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so, like,
I get it now.
If you as a human had to act like you weren't human and you couldn't talk and you had to act like a bird. I mean, think about that. Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Now you're thinking about it.
Barely.
You wouldn't like it, would you?
I guess not. You proved me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or right. I don't even know. Did you see who was up to play the genie instead of Robin Williams?
Yes. I mean, Robin Williams forever.
Right.
But second choice, Steve Martin.
Yeah. See, I saw Steve Martin on there, and I love Steve Martin. I feel
but you're not sure?
Well, it just would have been a completely different tone of genie.
But he definitely can do some crazy, weird things with his voice.
Right, but he's not as, like, schizophrenic as Robin Williams is, which is just perfect for the genie.
Yeah.
Now, Martin Short, they thought about Martin Short. I could see that. He does a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Or Eddie Murphy, even. We just talked about him being Mushu.
Right.
And very similar characters.
But it would have a different vibe, for sure.
Yeah. I think, before we rate this, I want to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
Because I found this very interesting. I saw that the song Arabian Nights, the opening song, it was originally supposed to be a theme that happened throughout the whole movie, like as narration. So, like, you've got this traveling merchant who kind of You know, he's the narrator at the beginning. Well, the original intent was that song would come back throughout the movie to kind of like catch you up on what was going on. Mm-hmm. They ultimately decided they didn't need that. But I was like, that would have been a very interesting thing.
I feel like that'd be more cool for like a stage production.
Right. It might be. You know, we haven't watched the Aladdin Broadway version.
Yeah.
Maybe they do that.
But like,
I don't know.
In the movie, it's like, eh, don't need it. But in a stage production, I would like that.
Yeah, for sure. Are there any Disney movies like that where they kind of have a theme that goes throughout it? Like,
it's got to be.
Maybe there is. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but that would be really interesting to see.
I also read that when they were doing the beginning merchant scene, they just gave Robin Williams a box of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
with,
yeah.
You read that with like a cloth over it, and then he just ad-libbed.
Yeah, and like they said half the stuff he said wasn't even appropriate for Disney movies.
And see, this is why he needs all the awards.
When you think of the guys basically animated his stand-up routine to prove that the genie needs to be Robin Williams, like mm-hmm. what better way to have him then become the character than to just like ad-lib? And just right. have him go crazy nuts and then animate it. And that's what we get. And it's brilliant.
You don't have to convince me, because I'm on this boat already.
You're on the genie boat?
Mm-hmm. It's a boat to sink.
It's a boat to sink?
Like, about to sink.
Okay.
It's a boat time. I stopped making jokes.
That ship has sailed.
Ooh, I see what you did.
You see?
Yeah.
SEA?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the joke.
Got it. Well, do you want to rate this movie?
Musical? Do you want to start?
I will start. Okay, I'm going to rate it. I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow.
I know. It's up there. And rewatching it, I loved it just as much as I did when I was a kid. Mm. Almost more. It's funnier. Like, it got some of the jokes.
Yeah.
The music's amazing. Not a bad song in the bunch. I feel like it progresses well. The plot does. There's never really a boring time. Even mm-hmm. the, like, you would assume as a kid, like, a whole new world would be boring. But, like, it's not super long. So it's just, you know, you can handle it.
Yeah.
It's paced very well. And it's just a gratifying ending. The bad guy gets turned into a genie and banished. And the genie gets set free, which is a nice little story of redemption. And then then the whole message is so simple. Like, they bring it up several times, but it's just like, hey, don't complicate things by lying. Just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Be yourself.
Yeah. And so it's just such a simple message, but it's very effective. It's a good, the whole musical's, the story, it's a good vehicle for a nice takeaway.
But, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, if he hadn't lied about who he was, how would he have met Jasmine? Or Min, as I like to call her.
Jazz. He met Jazz in the streets.
I mean, reconvening with her.
Well, the problem is he knew he needed to be a prince. So he wished to be a prince.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the problem. He's not lying about that, because at that point he is a prince. What he lied about is that he wasn't Aladdin. He wasn't
right,
the boy.
Which is
that
weird
she
because
met.
She calls him out. Identifies him.
Right.
And that's a perfect option for him to just be like, yeah, and I have a genie that made me into a prince. Case closed.
I know. It could have been solved very easily.
But instead, he's like, no, I just like to dress as a commoner and walk the streets.
Yeah.
Just like you do.
So that's what, I mean, the problem wasn't that he was lying about being a prince. The problem was he was ashamed of who he was.
And where he comes from.
Yeah. And so that's what he was lying about. It was less that he was a prince, but more that he was using the prince as a cover-up for his true self.
And I feel like if I had a cool Robin Williams genie, I'd be, like, telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't want to hide that. I'd be like, check this out.
Yeah. And he's got a magic carpet.
Yeah. She doesn't even ask about that, does she?
Nobody. Well, like, he jumps off the side of her balcony and then pops
and
back up.
Yeah, like, what? But then that's it.
Well, no. She's like, well, I don't know. And he's like, trust me.
Oh, that was something I was going to say. I think it's hilarious that, like, within 5 seconds of knowing her, he's like, do you trust me?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, she doesn't know him.
He's got those, you know, he's got that face that just says, you know, I'm
a trustworthy
guy. You were going to
say those eyes.
I was going to say those eyes. Is that weird? You were.
No.
These eyes.
Because that's what I was thinking.
Crying.
Yeah, I think he was kind of a, you know, a heartthrob, an animated heartthrob.
Well, yeah, I heard that they had, the original concept was to have him a little scrawnier, and it didn't play out as well. And so they decided to recast him as more of a hunk with actually, I think they actually had Tom Cruise in mind, which I can see that.
Yes, they did.
That's very strange. But when you bring them both up, you're like, oh yeah, he kind of looks like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. He needed that confidence too. I think that was part of it. Like they wanted him to be very, you know, just
more Zach Morris instead of Screech.
Yeah. They wanted him to be a go-getter.
Yeah.
And he go-got her.
So what would you rate this?
Oh, so I'm going to give it a 9.
Hey.
Also.
9's on fire.
You know, for all the same reasons, I think that the whole, I mean, what we just discussed with like the weird, like it could have been solved in 2 seconds thing. I think that's like the only thing that's weird to me.
But it's weird, but it's like, it's compelling in a way because we're like, man, he could have, like if he would have just told the truth, it would have solved everything. But that's what's so interesting about the story is because I feel like I can relate to that. Like I've lied about stuff like I never needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And people do that all the time where it's just like, you don't need to do that. So yeah, as an outsider looking in, it seems like, what an idiot. And it almost feels like a plot hole, but it's not a plot hole. It's a flaw of a character, which is very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think he feels like he's not going to be able to find common ground knowing now that, you know, she's an actual princess and he's never experienced that life. So, I mean, right. I get it. But, you know, whatever. We'll just kind of put that aside. But we've got Robin Williams doing amazing things. And I just think it's one of those movies that's fun for the kids and the adults. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we still like it after all this time. So it's doing something right.
Exactly.
I do wish it maybe had more songs.
Well, hey, let's watch the Broadway version at some point. We'll talk about that on another episode.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's got to have more songs, right?
You know what? Let's hope for the best.
All right. Year of positivity. I'm going to get tired of saying that.
Well, that's not very positive.
Can we retire it after next episode?
Well, we already changed it. We're changing it every episode.
Oh, yeah, the year of brand compliments.
Yeah. So instead of focusing on outward appearance, you know, we're focusing on what's on the inside.
Yeah. The brains.
You know, yeah, and other things. Lungs, for instance.
Gotta love those lungs.
One more question. How do you feel about his monkey?
Well, first of all, kudos on you and knowing what a monkey is.
Thank you so much. I worked really hard all episode to learn.
I like Abu. I mean, I feel like Disney does a very interesting thing where they take old tales and they'll be like, okay,
monkey
who can
tales?
We... Yeah, they'll be like, who can we keep as a human and who can we turn into an animal? And so I'm sure there was probably like a character named Abu or somebody like that, like one of Aladdin's friends, where they were like, you know what, let's make that a monkey for some reason. So like, yeah, a greedy monkey that ruins everything in the Cave of Wonders and he's always jealous.
Oh, but he's so cute.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I'm not.
I don't want to label him as greedy, although I know he had his issues, but, you know.
No, I like Abu. I think he's fun. And I feel like I like Elephant Abu more than Monkey Abu.
No.
I do.
Really?
I do, Abu.
Well, I like Monkey Abu because I know what monkeys are. And on that note...
Oh, and now we're done. Done with Aladdin. Well, that's going to do it for our... All done. All done, Aladdin.
All done.
That's going to do it for our Aladdin episode. Guys... do you like Aladdin? Tell us.
Right now.
Yeah,
speak it out. In your car, in your plane.
In your plane?
In your train.
Your magic
in your automobile.
Carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals. And tell us like what you like about Aladdin. And then also next week we are doing The Lion King. And you can tell us your alternate titles for The Lion King. What would you have called The Lion King? I just said The Lion King like a
billion times.
Lion King, Lion King. But anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
Riff Raff.
Street Rat.
I don't...
buy that.
If only...
they but closer.
Musicals. Jazz.